Scholastic Audio presents Ready Freddy, Halloween Freddy Cat by Abby Klein. Original music by Jeff Waxman. Illustrated by John McKinley. And read for you by Fred Berman.
Chapter 1. You're invited.
Guess what, everyone?
Chloe said excitedly as the class sat down to lunch.
Next Saturday, I am going to have a big Halloween party, and you're all invited.
Cool, Max said. That sounds like fun, even if it is at your house.
Oh, that's not a very nice thing to say, Max. I'm not going to invite you now unless you say you're sorry.
But,
Max stammered. Chloe got on his nerves, but he really wanted to go to the party. Chloe lived in a huge house, and she always had the best parties.
I'm waiting,
Chloe said with one hand cupped behind her ear.
What do you have to say to me, Maxwell?
Max's face turned bright red. He hated being called Maxwell.
I'm sorry, Max mumbled.
What's that? I didn't hear you, said Chloe. You need to speak up.
She was really enjoying acting like the teacher.
Sorry, he barked in her face.
Well, you don't have to yell,
Chloe said as she shrank back. I think she realized she was starting to make Max angry, and that was definitely not something anybody wanted to do. After all, he was the biggest bully in the whole first grade.
Okay, you can come, but don't get any slime or fake blood on my new pink satin gown, Chloe said. My mom had someone sew it just for me because there wasn't one I liked at the costume store.
Let me guess, Jesse said. You're going to be a princess for Halloween.
Yes, how did you know?
Chloe chirped.
A lucky guess.
Jesse couldn't help muttering.
Personally, I think you should be the bride of Frankenstein.
Ew!
Chloe said, wrinkling up her nose.
That's not very pretty. And besides, I would never be married to a monster. Only Prince Charming.
Whatever, Cinderella. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing pink, said Jesse. I'm going to be Dracula. I've already got the bloody fangs.
Girls!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?